I've sat with Mark Gillett. He's also a project manager, overseer of the Nottingham House, which is the inclusion into the decathlon, solar decathlon for Madrid in June, July 2010. The building is just epic sizes. I've just seen one of the modules, and just in weight, it's 6 ton alone. So tell me a little bit about what your day-to-day is like here at the minute.
The day-to-day is really run by Mike Siebert, who's managing the build, but the build itself is being undertaken by the students. It really is a student project right the way through from the design and the build itself. So the students are here working on what is a really complex build. I mean, this is, for us, we've really under the strictest design codes, Code for Sustainable Homes, Level 6, Passive House Standard, Lifetime Homes, and we're using a workforce that have never worked in this area before, so we're training them at the same time. My role here is really just as the project director to oversee it and make sure everyone works together as a team. So from the design team to the M&E team, the structurals team, services team, ensuring that we have a coherent and good project moving forward.
So how are the students adapting to it? I can imagine, because it's a very prototype thing. It's sort of every man to the pump.
I mean, the majority of the students that are working on this have got, going to go out into the architecture profession, or whether they go into the engineering side of things. And you can't beat a live project. You know, the experience that they're going to get from this is fantastic. You know, it's all very well doing paper and desktop studies or putting designs together, but until you actually get your hands on a real construction project and work out and understand the difficulties, you can then put that learning experience back into your design, so you can design out potential difficulties later on. So it really is hopefully giving them a great insight into the industry with a hands-on project. And I think if you'll get a chance to talk to them, but I think hopefully they're having a great time and enjoying it and learning a lot.
And how many students are actually here today? What sort of average is
We tend to have a team of about 20 down here working at any one time. Of course, at the same time, the students are having to juggle their day-to-day academic studies and attending lectures and everything else. So, we have a big group of students, but typically about 20 down here.
Okay. Is this the biggest project you worked on, or have you done similar things like this before? Obviously, this is a prototype, but you've done...
Yeah, I mean, the school has a good history of doing live projects. I mean, last year, a group of students designed and then went out to South Africa, and we worked with the community out in South Africa to create a school out there. So, even an overseas project. This is the first time we've gone into a design and build where we're actually competing against other universities from around the world. So, the competitive attitude that we have to have for this and it's fantastic. It brings another element to the project. We're not only designing a house, we're designing a house that has to compete against 19 other houses from around the world, and we're representing the UK on this.
Wow. I didn't realise it was only Nottingham that were actually doing the UK version. So that adds a whole new level of excitement to it. I can imagine whenever you get stressed out about a certain bit of the project, you start looking back at that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think where we're going to be in June, in the middle of Madrid, right by the river, by the Royal Palace, 20 houses lined up side by side, all competing against each other in different elements of the design, the engineering, the architecture, even down to the dinner party the students have to host. And, we're working with Sat Baines, who's been fantastic, has created an excellent menu and a gastronomic feast. Our local Michelin-starred chef is supporting the project. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, our neighbours out there, Brazil and China, it really shows the scale of the project when we're, our neighbouring houses are going to be from Latin America and one over from China.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to documenting this project. I'm going to let you get back because I know you're a very busy man. But thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you.